Yuna Sangtsa. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Mark 3, verse 35. The fierce battle that is waged on the field of church, gospel and kingdom of God is a battle that has to do with the holy war, and thus also with the holy peace. Some people stand up and announce the holy war before the ears of everyone. They read the article of faith in the Apostles' Creed regarding the church in their own fashion and with their own emphasis. They read it like this: I believe a holy Catholic Christian church. And when the Una Sancta is mentioned, that is to say, the one holy church, they will emphasize beforehand that little word Sancta, the one holy church. It is the holiness of the church they are after. For this reason, they inquire about the norm of the church gathering work. And when they have found that yardstick, they will call out the holy war for the holy church. Yet others say that will never work. They would rather call with a low voice for the holy peace. They also read the article of faith about the church in their own manner, with their own emphasis. They read it thus: I believe a holy Catholic church. And when these people, in their turn, hear about the Una Sancta, they will put the emphasis differently. They will put it on the word one, a word that is actually not even found in the Apostles' Creed. I believe the Una Sancta, the one holy church. They have been captivated by the concept of unity. They will do anything for that unity, and in the search of unity, they will never stop. Before long, tragedy will strike, because from the two groups of searches for the one holy church, there will in a little while arise two armies that combat each other. The one army operates under the slogan, the Una Sancta, the one holy church, but forgets in the struggle the call for fellowship. They neglect the concept of unity and get excited about an abstraction. The other army organizes itself for the Una Sancta, the one holy church, but forgets the command for holiness, neglects the concept of obedience, and also gets excited, again, about an abstraction. At first, both armies were marching under the same banner, but since the one emphasized the first word, and the other the second, detaching it from the other word, and thus making it into an abstraction, those who initially marched together will end up fighting against each other. No longer will there be peace between these armies, unless each of them returns to Him, who as mediator of God and man, is going to guide us and comfort us continually. In doing so, He will deliver us from our sin of willfulness, which caused us to pose our problem incorrectly. For Christ, in the administration of His office among the people, did connect the holiness and the obedience to the other, the concept of unity and fellowship. Whoever does the will of my Father, behold, that is the holiness, life in accordance to the perfect yardstick, that is law. That person is my brother and sister and mother. That is unity and fellowship. Only the unity built by obedience will endure, and the other way around. All expressions of obedience build their own unity and preserve it. We do well if we are paying attention to this, also in our own time. Whether we like it or not, we too are caught up in the tension between the concept of holiness first or the concept of fellowship first. There is some kind of brotherliness which no longer asks first for the obedience. But this kind of brotherliness brings together our own little brothers, but not the brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ. This activity does not build the church, but creates a club, though perhaps an edifying club. On the other hand, there are also those who continually present their understanding about the holiness of the Church. They will go through fire to advance their own interpretation of the yardstick about the holiness of the Church and press their own man-made contrasts more and more into extremes. Yet in doing so, they are forgetting the concept of unity and fail to understand that adhering to this concept of unity is connected to the obeying of the law and is thus included in the command to holiness. These people indeed like to get fired up about their own personal understandings, but their cozy little circle of like-minded people will soon become also a sect, also a little club. In the meantime, they are burying the divine commandment under their own human, far too human, decrees. A radical turnabout for the best would take place in all those relationships of family, friends, community, and also in the Church, if people would once more submit themselves to the majesty of Christ's words. Whoever does the will of the Father is my brother. The holiness and catholicity of the Church are one, and there is no true fellowship lasting all the way into heaven, unless we conform to these words.